Morning Focus with Alan Morrissey, giving you all sides of the story first. Clare FM.
The president of University of Limerick is calling for urgent government action on a new funding model for the Irish higher education sector. Speaking at the first in-person conferring ceremony to take place at UL for 2 years, Professor Kirsten May said the importance and resilience of the higher education sector has never been more evident. She detailed the swift and determined response to the pandemic by UL and the wider sector and said there was an opportunity now to transform tertiary education based on the lessons learned. And for more on this, we are joined by the president of University of Limerick, Professor Kirsten May. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Anne.
Thank you very much for being with us. In terms of a long-term funding model, where do you think the current model for higher education falls down?
The current model has supported many students to go through university, and Ireland has a fantastic record of enhancing access to higher education. It has one of the highest access rates in Europe and beyond. However, if we think of the changes to the world of work, the occupational landscape, we need to give further consideration of how we support the re- and upskilling of the workforce, of how we supporting learning throughout the lifespan, i.e. the entry of people into higher education or the re-entry of people into higher education throughout the lifespan. We're also facing the demographic growth over the current decade, so more students coming into university, and that has to be funded adequately so that we can improve and innovate our learning and environment in line with the changes to learning, to the way we assess, for instance, through the digital technologies that are available and that support the facilitation of learning in new ways.
Can I ask you, how do the third level institutions that are nearest to Clare fare when they're compared to their counterparts internationally? And is the quality of education on offer to Clare students, is it impacted by a lack of funding, do you think?
Ireland on the whole and the University of Limerick and other institutes provide a very high quality of education, and that is evident, for instance, in the extremely high employability rate that the University of Limerick has to date, in the way we have been able to respond to significant disruptions based on the introduction of new technologies, of scientific advances through the development of new programs like our immersive software engineering program, artificial intelligence, data science, finance for machine learning masters, and our work in the UL at Work program at the heart of the digital transformation. So the quality is very high, but we have to maintain the quality. We have to teach more students and lead them to success, and that needs to be properly funded.
Okay, and what do you think needs to be changed then as we move forward to provide the youth of this county with the opportunity to access a higher quality education in the region?
What needs to be changed is that students can enter and re-enter higher education as is necessary. At the moment, education, higher education is front-loaded, i.e. students go from their leaving certs into university, but we have to focus more on the needs of re-entering higher education for short-term as well as full degree courses in order to upskill and keep on track with all the changes that occur in the professional fields and also to the way people work in Ireland and globally.
We're obviously seeing a lot more online learning and hybrid learning for the last while for obvious reasons. Do you think they'll need to become permanent options for students in the future, and how should they be funded?
Online and hybrid modes of delivery are extremely important, because what we have seen is they provide enhanced access opportunities for students. They allow us to share expertise across institutional and geographic boundaries more easily and develop collaborations that also apply to the students for peer-to-peer exchange, for instance. But developing online and hybrid learning options is not as a cheap option for higher education. It requires considerable changes to the pedagogies we use, to the development of digital learning objects, and that takes time. It takes significant technological input to do that, and it is a significant complement and support for students who will, of course, also want to enjoy face-to-face engagement on campus, particularly those students who come for the first time to university and benefit from socializing there, from making friends for life and building out their networks.
Okay, I just want to change direction, if you don't mind, Professor May, in terms of the university, which we understand will take the first steps this week in the development of a 260-acre extension of the campus to create a university town on the Clare Limerick border, submitting an application for the rezoning of the land. Certainly at this week's meeting of the Shannon Municipal District, it was referenced that an application for the university town would be made, and the Councillor Liam Killeen's comments at that meeting, he said that Clare County Council and UL Partnership will, within the coming week, make an application to government for a strategic development zone, a fast-track planning process to enable the future expansion of the north campus of the university into County Clare. So it sounds like things are going to be moving this week.
Well, I wasn't at the meeting. I cannot comment on what was said at the meeting, but I can confirm that we're working with Clare County Council on the development of an application for the designations of land as a strategic development zone.
Okay, and is that likely, those first steps to be taken this week, or will it take a bit longer than that?
In the near future.
Okay. It is a long-term project, but how important do you think it is that progress continues to be made swiftly on this particular development?
It's an extremely important project for the region, because at the heart of the project lies the development of a dual education and research model in close collaboration with enterprise partners to provide immersive education opportunities where students acquire not only transferable skills, but also disciplinary and professional skills through programs that are co-designed, co-delivered, and co-certified with industry partners, and where we can engage with industry in the re- and upskilling of the workforce, underpinned by advanced research in strategically important areas. So it's really important for the region in terms of developing the treasury of talent, if you like to call that talent pipeline.
And I know there is excitement in Clare as to what the university town could mean for the county. What do you think this development will bring, though, for both Clare and the wider region? Once it is completed.
I think it is a really important project for the region in terms of nurturing talent, of attracting foreign direct investment to the region, because we have the talent, because we have the higher education here, and it will create significant employment opportunities, social and cultural amenities that will enrich the region and the quality of life in the region.
Okay, we have to leave it there, but Professor Kirsten May, President of UL, thanks very much for joining us on Morning Focus.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
There you go, Professor Kirsten May there. And if you have any reaction or comments on what she had to say, you can get in touch with us. You can call 0818 400 964. Melissa will take your call and let us know what you want to say. You can also text or WhatsApp your comments, reactions and opinions to 086 1800 964. And our comment line number is 065 6846 777.
Morning Focus with Clare Credit Unions. Your local credit union supporting you always. Visit our website or call into your local credit union for all your lending needs.